What happens if a katan becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos? So actually, it's a Gemara in Yavamas. So no debate. The Gemara in Yavamas says a katan becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos is chayav min haTorah. So the question is why? Why is he chayav min haTorah? So, and in fact, is it because, in fact, we have a machlokes, the Rush and Maharami Ruhrenberg by Avelis, that if a katan becomes a gadol during Shiva, the Rush seems to be in agreement that the Rush says you're pater, and the Maharami Ruhrenberg says you are chayev. So, how does it fit in with that? So, what does it fit in? We said the Maharam holds it, since you were chayev, according to the Rush, why is it when it comes to Avelis that a katan is putter? But by Shabbos is chayev, so by stima sagol, well, that's the machayev of Avelis. Since at the moment of the stima sagol is chayev, he was putter, so he's putter from Avelis. Now Shein came by Shabbos. By Shabbos, every moment of Shabbos is mechayev him. So therefore, he's chayev to keep Shabbos, even though he was putter before. And how does this fit in with the Maharam Ruhrenberg? So the Maharam Ruhrenberg says you're chayev in both cases, because he holds in both cases, stima sagoel, you still experience, albeit you're a katan, and ben hashmashes of Shabbos, chigas ben hashmashes of Shabbos, you experience as a katan. So techil v'achar, it's manin dicha yotzo mitzvahs, and therefore, the maram shita is, the yimachoyev, it's not the every moment of Shabbos is mechayev you, it's ben hashmashes. Like we have by as Rav Salavitcher, we have halacha migoy discussing ben hashmashos. How do you define what's muksa? If it's muksa ben hashmashos, then it's muksa during the rest of Shabbos. Something that's in muksa ben hashmashos, so it's not going to be muksa after. Like let's say a poor person found out he inherited a lot of money. He found out he won the lottery, whatever the case might be. So, what's the story with the clothing that when he was poor he was going to wear, but now he became rich he won't wear? So, it's not considered muksa. Why? Since I've been a shmashas of muksa, since I've been a shmashas of Shabbos, they had a purpose. So, of course, because I'll tell us if something physically changes, let's say there was a glass. It was a kli, so it was a muksa. Then it broke, so it has no purpose, so that it does become muksa. Of course, it's a heter to clean it up, as hezek to rob him, hezek's going to cause danger to people. But that's something else. Here, it's just your position changed, not the object. Or as they point out regarding Erevin, as long as by an Erev Chatzeros, an Erev Techumen, as long as you have the matzah, there at Tchilas Ben Hashmashos, even though someone ate it afterwards, nevertheless you could still carry in those areas. So we see, it's the Tchilas Ben Hashmashos, Rav Salavitcher always said. So the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Frumer, the Kagut Kodja Glover, he points out that by Nafkamina, between the Rush was first I want to point out the Rush holds every moment is chayev, and the Maharam is it's yechayev lachar zman, and that's why the Rush holds by yepata by Avela. So my nafkamina, everyone agrees a katan is chayev. min haTorah. What's the difference of Yechayev because of Tchilas ben Hashmashas? It's because every moment of Chayev. So Deretz V points out, let's say you're walking, riding on a boat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and you cross over the international dateline, and it's Shabbos now. So according to the Rush, every moment of Shabbos is Mechayev, you see Yechayev min haTorah in Shabbos. But according to the Maharam, you didn't, a katan experienced Tchilas Shabbos ben Hashmashos. This person did not. So perhaps he'd only be Chayev Midrabanan in keeping Shabbos. So that's the whole discussion regarding a katan Shehigdio. During Shiva, we paskin Lamaisa that I believe that, like the Rush, that he's not Chayev in Avelis. Regarding Shabbos, all agree he is Chayev min haTorah in Shabbos. Nafkimi, if he crosses over the international dateline in the middle of Shabbos, so according to the Rush, he's still Chayev min haTorah. And according to the Maharam, perhaps he's only Chayev Midrabanan.